Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Been On Our Mind. Today is episode 5, and I am so grateful to have you all here joining me today. It really means a lot to me. So I was thinking that today's episode would be a little bit different than the past episodes. I was thinking that I would probably get a little bit more personal with you today instead of interviewing a guest. I really feel as though I need to get into the why as to why I'm even doing this podcast in the first place and why I feel called to share with you all. So that's what I'm doing today. I'm not quite sure how long the episode is going to be. It might be a little bit of a shorter one. I know that the other past episodes have ranged between 30 minutes to an hour long. But yeah, I just feel like this is something that's needed. And I know that there are a lot of people that are listening around the world. Thank you very much for tuning in. But you don't know me. There are people that tune in and then they do know me because they've been a part of my community for years. So it's really exciting to be growing my community, but I really want that community to know who I am as well. So I'm going to start off with a little bit of a background, and I might go off into some little tangents here and there about different stories. But yeah, I'm doing this all very organically. I didn't really come up with any questions for myself. But yeah, I hope that this helps bring an understanding to you about who I am and what I have to share within my life experiences. So to start off, my name is Kristen LaValle. I'm from Northern Ontario, and I am going to be 33 years old on the 11th of August. Wow. A lot of people, when I tell them, they're like, oh my gosh, that's your Jesus year. And I'm like, yeah, it is. And I'm like, I don't even really know what that means. But I was looking it up yesterday, and apparently it has to do with like coming into yourself within your passions, your purpose, all those kind of things. And I definitely do feel that happening within myself as I'm growing up. I definitely also still feel very much like a child, but that's okay. So a little bit about me, other than where I'm from and my age, is that I have personally dealt with a very variety of, I shouldn't say a variety of mental health issues. I've dealt with anxiety. I've dealt with depression growing up. And I've been very deeply called towards a healing path. I've been on that path for over a decade now, and really committing to it since about 2013 is when I really, really took that big step towards like really working and towards healing my traumas. And the reason why I bring that up is because I know that a big part of my podcast, Been On Our Mind, is about our mental health. And so many people struggle with mental health. This has to do with stigma. It has to do with traumas. It has to do with our belief systems, our perspectives. And things that happen to us within our lifetimes. And it is also chemically imbalances as well, depending. It could be chemical imbalance in our brains. It could be a chemical imbalance in our guts because we have gut dysbiosis, which I'll get into deeper on another podcast episode when I bring on my nutritionist. But we all have challenges. And I felt that it was very important that I started to talk about this and give other people the space for them to talk about their mental health struggles and how they cope with their mental health, mainly in hopes that it'll inspire one of my listeners to take on a new task or challenge in order to help them. And also hopefully seek out support when they need it. And even when you don't need it. Honestly, I feel like I'm like really grateful for my therapist. I've been working with her for the past 2 years. And even when have felt like I'm not struggling, those appointments have been so vital. Because that human connection is so intrinsically necessary for our survival and our growth. And so, yeah, I feel that's really important, and I want to share. There's a lot more within my own personal struggles that I've gone through and all these things, but I really don't feel like getting into my personal stuff. My podcast is not a therapy session for myself, as I have mentioned in my past episode with clinical psychologist Heather Roxborough. I did not want to make that a therapy session, but I do want to dive into a little bit of things as well, but with disclaimers. So yeah, that is my biggest reason as to, I guess, what spurred me to really create this podcast and create that space in order for us to connect and share and grow and hopefully heal and learn and all these things. So that was one of the big aspects. The other aspect about who I am is that I am a student. I'm a student in so many different things. Even as I'm saying that, I'm like, oh my gosh, yes, I am. I'm a student in many different things. But the biggest one that I am in right now is I am a student of life, but also I'm a student studying Indigenous social work. And so within that concept, we tackle many different systemic issues and how we can support people through these issues and how we can also change the system in order to make it so that people struggle less often within whatever supports are available. And that being said, we would be also creating new different support systems available as well over time. And that's my goal. I see a lot of cracks in the system. Specifically here in Canada. I can't speak to any other country because I don't live there, but I live here in Canada, and there are cracks in the system that have been there since the inception of it. And so I feel called to kind of weave in my teachings from the Indigenous Social Work Program and bring them onto this platform in order to change the topics, change the narratives, change our conversations that we're having, have more open conversations, such as the podcast episode with Sarah Awad, where we talked about the Palestinian occupation. To me, it's not something that's very talked about mainstream, but we do need to talk about it. Canada was colonized. That is something that we need to unpack, and we need to unpack it together. That should not be on the backs of Indigenous people in order for them to change the way that things work in this country. It should never be on the victim. It needs to be a collective effort. And we have been I shouldn't say that. So things have been happening for ever, it seems. And up until recently, within this past year, with all of the unearthings of the bodies at the residential schools, this is really brought forward to people that weren't paying attention that Canada was built on genocide. Canada was built on colonization. And for many people, they don't understand what that means. But for Indigenous people, they've been living this. They've known, and it is not new news to them. And a lot of people, from what I'm seeing, is how do we move forward? How do we change? What are the next steps? But thankfully, that's already been laid out for us. The work has been done. There's this report. It's called the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, and it was done in 2015. It was released then. That was 7 years ago. There are 94 calls to action within this report, yet only 10 have been implemented by the government. These 94 calls to actions are calls that government on all levels should be implementing, and industry and people alike. However, only 10 have been implemented. So there's a lot of work that needs to be done in order for us to change narratives, to work together, to work towards reconciliation, to help people come to an understanding of other people's walks of life and their paths and what has transpired before they were born and what is still going on now. So that is another big aspect as to why I created this podcast and why I'm in the show descriptions, why I'm weaving in decolonization, is because we need to be having these hard and heavy and difficult conversations, but they don't need to be that hard. We can just break them down in ways that we can understand them, and so that other people can understand them, so then that way we can move forward together collectively towards a healing path. That's my hope. That's my dream. I'm just going to take a short little break.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
So, essentially, I'm having this podcast to create the space to have those difficult conversations, because we all need to be having these difficult conversations, even though they're hard. We need to create the space for them. We need to be able to allow the space to help others heal. And often that is just giving people the opportunity for them to share their stories and be seen. And so that's why I am creating this podcast, why I've decided to venture on this journey, and why I kind of have it as a mashup of different things and different topics. And another big part of that, that is a huge part of who I am and what I enjoy, is creativity. And that's why that is a big part of this podcast as well. And to me, creativity is healing. It is life. It is creation. And through our pain, we can heal with creativity. Whether that is music, that is painting, that is beading, photography, acting, singing, writing, all of everything, anything that's creative, it can be used as therapy. And the reason for that, I think it's because we can break down, but then through the breakdown, we can take what is still useful and weave it into a new tapestry that is birthing something that is new, that is more of ourself, or is being created just for fun, or it's just like, it doesn't have to have a purpose, but generally it will. But it's just, it is so therapeutic. It's just so therapeutic. And after I got off the last conversation with Heather Roxborough, she said to me in our conversation, she called me a creative beacon, and this lit me up, because to me, well, I felt very honored to be called a creative beacon, but to me, everything is creativity, is creation. Like, what is earth without art? Hey, there's that saying. I don't know if it's actually a saying, but I definitely say it. But it's true. I used to tell old friends and stuff that planet Earth is like an art school. And to me, it still is. And when we look around ourselves all the time, there's creative energy everywhere. We are creative energy in motion. And so it's important for us to learn how to tap into that and how to work with it, and to make it creative instead of destructive, because oftentimes with mental health and things like that, things can get destructive, but we need to shift that narrative. And how do we shift that narrative? Is by having those difficult conversations, by creating the space and diving into these tools and working with others and all of these things. So that's a big aspect as to what I'm doing with this podcast. And I am incredibly creative. I love music. I love painting. I love writing. I love knitting. I love crocheting. I love embroidery. I love every single art, realistically. Oh, and cooking. You can't forget cooking, because that's like one of the best creative tools, because you get to create something beautiful made out of food that you get to nourish yourself with. And to me, that is like the ultimate like form of creativity, because it's like, if you're creating something that you can nourish yourself with through that process, That is just mind-blowing. That is ultimate healing, isn't it? At least to me it is. I wonder if there's other people out there like that, that think like me. And if you do, please comment on our Instagram posts or leave me a review on Apple Podcasts, or even reach out to us at beenonourmindpodcast@gmail.com, because I really do want to hear from the listeners. I want to create this community to have it be very interactive. I know things can be hard sometimes, and I myself, I'm not 100% up on the social media all the time. I'm more active on my personal account, but you can reach out to me there too at kristenlavallee.photography. But yeah, so I want to have these conversations, and that's why I've created this podcast, because I just want people to be a part of the conversations. I don't want to be having these conversations with just myself in my mind or with my classmates and friends in passing. I want them to be out there for the world, for people to tune into and learn and grow from, hopefully. And hopefully they'll take some nuggets of truth or gold or whatever, and they'll weave it into their existence as well. And maybe there'll be moments where people don't agree with what I have to say, and that's okay too. And I very much appreciate constructive criticism as well. And that's the only way that we grow, is by having conversations with each other. So that is another big reason as to why I'm doing this. And I've always been drawn to creativity. I think I was about 7 years old when I first told my parents that I wanted to be a singer, and they quickly shut that down, but that's okay. Because here I am at 30, going to be 33, and I am now dabbling in various instruments such as guitar, ukulele, piano, violin, djembe, cajon, mandolin. I'm a beginner within all of those, pretty much, but that doesn't matter, because to me it is a source for healing. It is a source for me to tune into my heart and also speak my truth through lyrics that come to me, because sometimes I catch some songs, and I've never released any though, other than on my YouTube page. Not the podcast one, it's a different one. There's probably like two of my original songs on there, but they're very just raw, first cut kind of songs. And but one day it'd be really cool to actually work with some other musicians, and get my work like fully recorded and put out there for the world. You just never know. And that's the thing, is that like, even if you have these inklings from your childhood and you're now an adult and you have yet to pursue it, if it's still there on your heart, chase after it. You are the only person that can take those inklings and put them out into the world. No one else can read your heart. No one else can create for you. No one else can heal for you. You're the only one that can do that. And so that's why I do it. I just do it the way that I feel called to in any every day. So that looks different all the time. Yeah. So that creativity is very important. Oh yes, there is this one time. So I'm not going to go too deep into this, because it was a 2-month journey and there's so many different stories. But what's coming to mind right now that I feel as though I need to share is another thing, aspect of the podcast is around activism and environmentalism and nature and life in general. But it also, this part also weaves into the creative aspect. So back in, I think it was 2016, or 2015, maybe it was 2015, I can't remember, I'd have to check with my friends, but I went on a cycling journey that was 2 months long, and I had to raise over $2,000 in order to pay for this. So like, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart, every single person that contributed financially to that endeavor. And I'm sorry I never sent you those postcards. I still feel really bad about that. Life just got in the way. But yeah, so I went for a cycling journey for 2 months with 6 other women that I had never met before until this day. And September, at the end of 2015, I'm pretty sure that's when it was. And we started off our journey in Fredericton, New Brunswick, and it was part of the Otesha Project. So their mission was to cycle across Canada, essentially, but our tour was only New Brunswick and Nova Scotia. And we performed a play around environmental sustainability and social justice, and we also had a workshop on fair trade. And we stopped in over 30 communities, and we performed this play and did these workshops with these kids to talk to them about injustice and also sustainability and what we can do to change our ways towards making sure that we're taking care of our planet together and just being way more mindful with where things are coming from and what we're doing with, like, with our dollars, how we're purchasing things, and all that kind of fun stuff. And so, yeah, that was a big part of my life, even though it was only 2 months. We cycled over 1,500 kilometers, and we learned so much on our journey. We had stopped at various different learning opportunities. One of them was a food forest, and it was really cool to learn about the ecosystem, and that was also ultimate creativity, because the intrinsicness of the food forest, that is creation. And yet, once it bloomed, however many years it took for all of the trees and the fruits and vegetables and things like that to grow, that's creation. That's it's just wonderful. It's just amazing. Like, how I love it. I can't even find words right now. So yeah, we went on a journey and we cycled around and we utilized creativity as a healing force, essentially. But not only that, but sustainability and using bikes to get around, because we wanted to show people that you can use a bike instead of using a car to get from point A to point B. And through this journey, it helped me physically, emotionally, and mentally, and spiritually on so many levels that I'm still learning about my takeaways today, several years later. I can't even believe that it's like been 7 years probably since we went on that journey, because it feels like it was yesterday. But yeah, you have to, like, you have to go after what you're being called to do. If your heart is saying that it wants to sing, it wants to dance, it wants to paint, it wants to go and hang out with a friend, it wants to make a good meal, it wants to go for a walk, do those things. Follow those heart callings. So that was 7 years ago. Now, I'm on a different journey. I am creating this podcast because it's fun. And I'm getting to connect with people that I want to connect with and I've never connected with, or and having conversations that are really important. And so there's that. But also another big part that was on my heart this past year, I was feeling very lackluster this year. At the beginning of the year and end of December, the pandemic has been quite hard. And there's a lot also personal things that I've yet to mention on this podcast that were hard hitting. And I was having a hard time. I was having a really hard go. And with my school program, you can only imagine how deep we go into decolonization and the impacts of the Indian Act and residential schools and the 60s scoop and everything that have the impacts that have had to Indigenous communities across Turtle Island. So my heart was quite heavy. And I was sitting down with my therapist one day, and I was having a hard time. And she said to me, like, Kristen, you need to move towards your joy. And that made me wonder. I'm like, okay, yeah, but what brings me joy? Because when we're having mental health struggles and emotional struggles and we're feeling stuck, it can be very hard to tap into what brings us that joy, that peace, that happiness, that those feel good vibes, you know? And so I sat with myself and I sat there and I sat there and I journaled and I questioned and I looked, just like kind of peeled back the layers in my heart to try and get towards the answer of that question of what brings me joy. And finally, I landed on acting and a deep joy, deep desire to learn how to play the violin. And to me, I thought it was funny that acting was very much still present, because I had actually went into university the year prior to study acting. I wanted to study theater, and the university, unfortunately, into my first year, they decided to close down the program. And so I had to completely shift the direction that I was going with for school, unless I wanted to move to a different city, which that was definitely not on my radar. I moved back to my hometown because I wanted to be near family. I wanted to build these relationships with my nieces and be closer to my family in order to have that sense of connection. So I chose to stay in my hometown and chose to stay to change my degree. But I was missing the acting portion, and it's such an incredibly important outlet for me, because it's not an escape, it's a way to find myself, but it's also an escape because I get to play, and play is so vital. It's so necessary for myself in order for me to feel at my best, because it's been such a constant with me since I was young. I always put myself in front. My parents used to videotape us all the time, oddly. And I would play in front of that camera, and I would make up videos with my friends growing up and all these things. And then in high school, my acting teacher told me that he wanted me to perform a monologue for Qantas, and I had no idea what he was talking about, but I said okay, and he's like, don't worry, like, I'll coach you through it. And so I said okay, and I did it, and then I got a gold, and then I was like, whoa, this, wow. And then I did it the next year again, and I think I got a, like, a low gold or a high silver, I can't remember. But either way, I had caught the bug, the acting bug. And then I got into community theater, and then I had moved to Toronto later down the line. And I did a little bit of background acting, and I auditioned a little bit here and there, but I was not prepared for the big pond. And, but then when I went to the East Coast and I auditioned for Neptune Theater School and I got in, but I was working at an environmental NGO at the time, the Ecology Action Center, and I had decided that the environment was more important, and I'd put my acting on the back burner. And then I went and did the 2-month cycling journey with the Otesha Project, and then I kind of like put acting on the side until I decided to go back to university and study theater. And then, of course, as I mentioned, that they closed down the program. So I was feeling quite disheartened at the end of 2020, and when I tuned into everything, and like my heart was still like, I want to act, it would tell me. And I'm like, okay, we have to figure this out then. And so I did. I reached out to an agent, and I looked into classes, and I signed up with Lewis Bomander Studio, and I ended up signing with an agent, and then I took the classes, and it started nourishing me deeply, and I'm really thankful for that. And I was able to take them from my home because of the pandemic. If not, I would have had to have traveled a few hours away to get to Toronto. And so I'm really grateful that I didn't have to do that, and I was able to like study from home. But yeah, acting it's been such an incredibly important force in my life. And through these classes and everything, I started to feel better. And they also have a big philosophy of like, look at your why. Why are you doing this? Is it still bringing you joy? And so I'd tune in and I'd ask myself those questions and I'd journal and all that kind of fun stuff. And I'm now a working actor, which is really cool because I'm less than 6 months into the journey and I've been on set. I just recently came back from being on set, and I was on set a couple weeks ago as well, filming a commercial, and I'm really excited for you all to see that, and I'm not going to tell you anything more about it, but it should be out in a couple of months, but it's really exciting. And I just want to say that if you have those inclinings and those urges on your heart, there's there for a reason. And so you need to walk towards them. You have to do the work, though. You can't just expect them to fall into your lap, because that's not how it works. That's life, right? We have to honor our calling and we have to walk towards it and we have to do that work. And another big one that I mentioned through this process is that violin. I'd been called to this instrument for years. And I had only taught myself Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. Thankfully, with the support of friends, they were able to like teach me how to hold my bow and a couple of things. But this past year, I finally committed. I said to myself, no, you're actually going to take some lessons. And I did, and I am, and it is so good. I need to practice a lot more. And that's another part of it, is like doing that work. You need to show up. You need to show up for yourself every day, maybe a couple times a week. Like, you know, it all depends on your own personal schedule, but ideally you want to show up every day. And I'm still working on that, full disclosure. Because it's a work in progress, and that's when you change habits and things like that. It takes time, and I want people to understand that it's, because we do live in a world of instant gratification. Things are all there at the moment, right on our fingertips. Like, the things that your heart calls to you is going to take time. I've been wanting to get into acting since I was young, and I'm now finally like getting there. I'm walking that path. I'm not getting there. I am there. And I'm walking that path, but it takes time. It takes so much time, and it takes effort, and it takes energy, and it takes commitment. And it's important for us to show up and do that work. So yeah, that's a big part of who I am. I love music, and I would love to one day, like, ideally, I don't know if you can hear my stomach growling. Wow. I'm probably going to end this episode very shortly because I am getting hungry. But yeah, it's important. And one day I do want to take my music, like my songs that I've written, and mash them all up together. And ideally it would be myself and a few others that would create this together. And we'll see, maybe that'll happen in the future, but it's a seed and it's planted and it is going there, but it's going to take some time. And yeah, that's basically me in a nutshell. There's a lot more that I have not shared, but I just wanted to kind of like cover some bases as to like, who is the host of this podcast? Who is Kristen LaValle, and why does Kristen care about having these conversations? And why is it a mashup of so many different things? It's because they're all interconnected. They're all interconnected in some way. We're all on this planet together. We're all creative beings. We are all creative energy. We all have minds. We all deal with struggles. We all have challenges within our mental and emotional bodies. Oh, and that's another thing, is that a big thing that has gotten me on the healing path too, before I ended up at school for Indigenous social work, is that I am a registered yoga instructor and I'm also a Reiki practitioner. And so these healing modalities have been very fundamental in my own healing journey, and brings me to a deeper understanding of what it means to be a spirit-embodied human. And that is my hope too, is down the future, in future episodes, we'll get more deeply into that with other people that I bring on onto the podcast that have also been walking that path. And what does it mean to do that? And what does it look like? How does it feel? All of these different questions. And if you have personal questions that you ever want to ask, that you want me to get answered, please reach out. Please, please, please reach out and let me know, because that's the only way that I'll be able to help you. And nature's so important. I'm just like looking around my room. I'm trying to find something else that I need to talk about, but I think I'm kind of coming close to then at the end, but I have plants everywhere and I am in love with my plants. They bring me so much solace, and especially on days where I can't get outside. But yeah, nature, we all need it. We are all it. And we all need to learn how to take care of ourselves, each other, and the planet better. And I think that's my overarching goal with this podcast, is to have those difficult conversations, to create the space so that we can do that together. Having said that, I'm going to wrap up this episode. It's definitely a shorter episode than the past episodes, but that's totally okay. We'll come back in a couple weeks and I'll most likely have my nutritionist on. I just felt the call to kind of like break down a little bit of who I am as an individual. And of course, if you have any questions about who I am and my backstory, where I come from, all these kind of things, like I don't even know. If any question came up within your mind while listening to this episode, please let me know. You can write to us, binonourmindpodcast@gmail.com. You can find us on Instagram at binonourmindpodcast. You can also find us on Twitter. There's a link in the bio of our Instagram link tree, or it's a link tree bio. Bleh. And yeah, you can click that and you'll be brought to a bunch of different links. So there's our Patreon. If you want to become a member and support financially, that would be greatly appreciated, because I'm definitely doing this on my own and with the support of a friend who's been editing. His name is David McInnes, and it's been greatly appreciated for all of his help. So if you want to contribute financially, you can do that through Patreon. If not, that's okay too. That doesn't, like, it doesn't bother me none. But if you do contribute, you will get a shout out. And there's a couple different tiers on there as well that you can contribute. I think one of them's like, they're set at US prices. So on Canadian level, it's a little bit more expensive. I think Canadian, it's like $4 and $7 or something. But American, I believe it's like $3 and $5. And then you can find us on Twitter. I believe that, yeah, the link is in the link tree. So if you just go to our Instagram page, you can find us, all of our links there. And please reach out, because I want to have these conversations, not just on the podcast, but off of the podcast too, because I want to know what's been on your mind. I want to know, so then that way I can work the podcast towards what you all need, my listeners, because I can't read minds as much as I would love to. I just really can't. But yeah, I really look forward to connecting with you all soon. And I hope that this episode brought some insight into who I am as your host and where I'm coming from with my perspectives and why I'm even creating this podcast. So I hope that you enjoyed this episode. I know it was a little bit of a rambling dance, but we'll talk to you soon and tune in on our next episode, which will be on August 17th, I believe. All right. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.